Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. I'm delighted to be joined by Vineeth Ram, VP of Product Marketing at HP. Welcome, Vineeth.
Thank you very much, Allison. Excited to be here with you today.
Today's topic is looking at data analytics for the data-driven enterprise, but we've got some exciting news today. So why don't you tell us what HP is announcing?
So Allison, before I do that, I want to give you a little bit of context right around what's really been going on. And the real sort of story here is organizations have a pretty unprecedented opportunity to transform themselves. And the data is at the heart of that transformation. How they monetize that data, glean value from that data, leverage these insights into their processes, whether it be front-end customer-facing applications or back-end support chain activities. All that is the heart of how they would be driving more revenue, increasing their margin, and improving the customer experience. And these are what we're calling as data-driven organizations. Now, these data-driven organizations really have to contend with a lot of challenges from an infrastructure and technology perspective. The volume of data is growing tremendously, as well as the velocity at which they're being processed, as well as the variety, a lot of unstructured, semi-structured, and structured data that's growing. So it's handling that ability and the right type of infrastructure, and more importantly, the right type of compute platforms to provide that foundation to monetize the value is, I think, the heart of the challenge for organizations. What HP is announcing today is really a whole set of capabilities, products, solutions, as well as reference architectures to be able to support this data-driven organization with the right type of optimized compute platforms.
HP is so close to customers who are driving this transformation. When you take a look at that, what is the business opportunity there in terms of really disrupting entire industries with new capabilities?
That's a great question, Allison, because as I was telling you, this whole area of volume, velocity, and variety of data is really growing in leaps and bounds. According to one recent Gartner study, in 2015, like right now, they're estimating there's about 5 billion connected things, and by 2020, they're talking about 20 billion connected things. So you can see the explosion in the number of connected things as they define it. And this problem really is being solved in multiple different ways. What's really happening is all that data is evolving new type of architectural models. So organizations are resorting to the scale-out type of architectures and hyperscale environments with technologies, for example, like object storage, Hadoop, big data analytics, NoSQL type of technologies, as well as from a traditional scale-up type of environment, things like in-memory compute and all of these mission-critical online transaction processing all have to be able to support this volume and variety of data and do the right analysis and drive insights. And as organizations adopt the scale-out model, that's where they're revolutionizing the opportunity. In the old world, it used to be that you had to actually take the data to where the compute was happening or the processing was happening. But today's world, it's about taking the compute to the data and actually doing it in a distributed fashion. And that's generating a lot of new business models where companies can monetize things much more rapidly. For example, things like Hadoop analytics is precisely that, or things like object storage for storing unstructured data at very, very large scale, very large volume, and being very efficient. So fundamentally, what's happening, Allison, is businesses have an opportunity to do things they could never do before, either because they were too expensive or too complex, or they just didn't have the right technology platform. Today, all that's being addressed and solved, and that's where the significant opportunity is. This is precisely what HP has done. We've really been looking at all these opportunities and optimizing the compute platform. We talk about providing the right compute for the right workload and the right economics. So we have purpose-built platforms to support each of these different workloads with the right combination of capabilities. So for example, if it's scale-out type of environments where really the key requirements become performance, scalability, simplicity of the storage itself, as well as things like configuration flexibility become extremely important. They require a certain class of solutions. And very important to this is also density optimization, so doing more in a smaller footprint. If you think of the scale-up type of environments, these tend to be a lot more sort of mission-critical online transaction processing kind of capabilities, which require high availability, high reliability, high performance, as well as things like in-memory compute capabilities as well. So it's across these both these dimensions, significant business model innovation opportunity, significant technological requirements, and all of these require optimized compute platforms. And that's the context of what we're announcing today, Allison, is a whole range of solutions to support all these different classes of applications, which fundamentally allow customers to deliver better business outcomes, better insights, faster insights that really help to grow the business and increase the customer experience.
And that's exactly where I wanted to go next, is how is HP delivering solutions that are going to help enterprises with this challenge, and how have you worked with Intel on that delivery?
Clearly, Intel is a very strategic partner, Allison. It's the foundation for a lot of the solutions that we bring to the market. Fundamentally, we build on top of Intel technologies. We add innovation on top of Intel. But fundamentally, a lot of the value that we deliver and derive is based on Intel technologies as well. Let me start off by talking to you a little bit about the portfolio of capabilities here. As I talked about the scale-out type of solutions that we're bringing for the data-driven organization or data-driven enterprises, as you call them, we start off with the HP Apollo 2000 system. This is really what we call a bridge to scale-out architecture for traditional data centers, so organizations can achieve the space and cost savings of the density-optimized infrastructure. However, they can do it now in a very non-disruptive manner, because really the system is in a very familiar form factor with the same rack dimensions, cabling, management, and serviceability attributes of the traditional 1U type of rack server environment. So it's very non-disruptive. And really the efficient space-saving system allows hyperscale efficiencies and performance in traditional data centers running general-purpose workloads or want even high-performance workloads. Next is the HP 4000 systems family. There's three new servers that are purpose-built here for data-intensive workloads, such as what I talked about earlier, object storage, Hadoop, and big data analytics. This is really all about that performance, scalability, the configuration flexibility, the simplicity of the storage itself. And essentially, this family offers a choice of these capabilities with 1 and 3 nodes and the flexibility to change the ratio of compute to storage, which is really very important to optimize performance for the workloads. First is the HP Apollo 4200 Gen 9 server. This is the industry's densest 2U server. It's ideal for small object storage systems, Hadoop, or even things like NoSQL-based big data analytics solutions. It can also do higher performance data-intensive computing clusters as well. Next is the HP Apollo 4530 system. This is ideal for a wide variety of big data analytics solutions, from large-scale parallel Hadoop-based data mining to higher performance analytics, for example, for near real-time operational insight. This packs 3 servers per 4U chassis with up to a 360 terabyte capacity and up to 30 servers and 3.6 petabytes per 42U rack. Next is the HP Apollo 4510 system, and this is the one that can be really configured to maximize the storage capacity. Essentially, this is ideal for content repositories dressed like petabyte scale data volumes that can be tuned to the responsiveness for large content distribution systems, for example. So that's the Apollo 4000 family. What we also have, very exciting innovation from HP, is a big data reference architecture. We've been combining the density-optimized capabilities of the Moonshot platform with the HP Apollo 4000 servers and HP Moonshot. And what this does is this provides a very innovative new Hadoop infrastructure design that leverages the strength of the HP portfolio. And it basically brings in that processing capability from Moonshot perspective with that storage-based capability from Apollo 4000 perspective. It really brings a density optimization and fundamentally allows the scaling of both processing and storage that you can do in a scale-out type of environment. That's pretty unique in how you can tailor that and what we've done here. It has a significant reduction in total cost of ownership while improving performance as well as energy efficiency. Next is a scale-up portfolio where we've got capabilities for the in-memory computing as well as mission-critical online transaction processing. The HP Integrity Superdome X, this provides breakthrough performance and scalability with mission-critical capabilities while leveraging industry-standard efficiencies and Intel-based technologies as well. It's now certified for Microsoft Windows and ideal to support both SQL Server 2014 deployments and Microsoft Windows for highest levels of transactional throughput and rapid response times. Next is the HP ProLiant BL 580 Gen 9. This delivers highest performance and scalability in a four-socket x86 system. It's ideal for SAP HANA-type in-memory platforms, as well as structured databases like Microsoft SQL Server, with very strong performance, reliability, and availability, and supports consolidation and virtualization efficiencies as well. And here's where we have some HP innovations around HP Smart Memory with DDR4 that gives some significant performance boost. We also have the DL560 Gen 9, which is a high-density four-socket server for multi-workload computing, virtualization, and databases. And finally, we also have a Blade server, the HP ProLiant DL660C Gen 9, which is a four-socket compute blade, which is great for transforming legacy converged infrastructures to increase the speed of business and support growth with scalable performance, flexible configuration, and dramatically improving compute operations and manageability with HP OneView capabilities as well.
When you take these products to market, what has the response been by customers so far, and what is notable in terms of response by different industries?
So really, Allison, as I said earlier, these innovations, the majority of them represent very purpose-built compute to solve very specific targeted workload problems. And this is giving customers an opportunity to do a lot of things they could not do before, either because they were too complex, from an efficiency perspective, they were not efficient, or they just didn't have the right technology. So we're addressing all of these elements here. And in general, what we are seeing is that there's a lot of demand for these capabilities, and customers are extremely enthusiastic. And just to give you a quick feel, let me give you some quick examples of what customer successes are and what we've been seeing in the field. One example for object storage from a scale-out perspective is a fairly mid-sized German television production and broadcast center. This particular customer has been generating about 200 terabytes of new material, right, movies and TV shows every year, which is adding to an existing 2-petabyte archive. So they're looking for petabyte scale capabilities. They were able to partner with HP and leverage our object storage solution with our partner Scality to be able to provide petabyte level scalability solutions, consolidate the infrastructure on a single solution with HP and Scality, and essentially eliminate some of the redundant storage capabilities they had. But more importantly, they were able to accelerate video transfer speeds tenfold. What used to take 60 to 70 minutes down to just about 6.5 minutes. And they did this while reducing the system footprint by 50%, all while improving system scalability and moving to infrastructure from a single vendor like HP. So you can see significant benefits that they were able to get from the solution for object storage. Another example I want to tell you very quickly about is a Hadoop example with a Cloudera Hadoop distribution with the prior generation of our Apollo platform solution, where this was a very large financial service customer. They're trying to do 360-degree sentiment analysis on their entire customer base, and they had 50,000 rows of information per customer. So you can think of kind of information they're working with, and this is about over 8 petabytes of data using 87 servers approximately. And what we were able to do was support that solution and essentially bring it live up and running very, very quickly and reduce the TCO dramatically, 40% less space, 47% less energy, and 41% less cabling for this customer, resulting in overall total cost of ownership. So providing that level of scalability with the right platform for Hadoop with that density optimization. And finally, another customer of ours, which is a very large equipment manufacturer, they were really using SAP HANA as well as SAP modules to get real-time information. So this is an Internet of Things type of example where they were trying to get real-time of information with instrumentation from the equipment deployed at their customer sites. And they were able to process all that information real-time and take predictive action. And as a result of this, they were able to schedule maintenance activities proactively based on the data analysis and really improve the customer experience. And some significant results for this numbers for this customer was basically they were able to save over $10 million annually in break fix cost avoidance and reduce unexpected failures by 60%. But this is powered by very strong in-memory compute capabilities from HP Superdome X platform, which leverages Intel technologies as well.
So this is fantastic, and congratulations on the launch. This is an exciting time for both HP and Intel in terms of delivering increased value to the customer to solve some very challenging questions in front of them about how to drive their mounting data into real actionable insights. Where can people go to find out more information about the solutions from HP and what you're doing in this space?
As I said earlier, HP has really been focused on providing the right compute for the right workload and the right economics every time, and optimizing compute for these unique customer requirements. To learn more about how we're doing that, driving our optimized compute journey specifically to the data-driven organizations, as well as to a whole host of other areas with our partners, you know, like Intel, I would recommend that people go to hp.com/go/compute.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being on the program today.
Thank you so much, Allison. Appreciate you having me here.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.